Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
from exploration to execution, new gold player emerges in one of Canada's premier mining districts. Gold prices have surged past $1,300 per ounce, with forecasts predicting a climb to $4,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQBFLFLRF, EVTHLRO, is a standout Canadian gold producer with a fully permitted gold mill in a prolific gold-producing region. Positioned for success, Lafleur Minerals offers investors near-term production potential and exposure to the rising gold market. Other key players in the gold mining space include Barrick Mining Corporation, NYSEB, Royal Gold, NASDAQ RGLD, and Nicola Mining, TSX.NOTQ. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Study explains why most smokers never get to develop lung cancer. Newly published research has revealed why most smokers do not develop lung cancer, despite years of tobacco use. While tobacco contains chemicals that can damage DNA and lead to lung cancer, only a small number of smokers actually develop the disease. Researchers suggest that some smokers may have defense systems that protect them from lung cancer. For those who do develop the condition, effective treatment is crucial. Companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are working on innovative solutions. Tiny Gems, a platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to a vast network for reaching target markets and enhancing press releases. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, applies for FDA Commissioner's Priority Voucher for NRX-100 Ketamine Formulation. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NRXP, has applied for the FDA Commissioner's Priority Voucher for its NRX-100 Ketamine Formulation. The company seeks accelerated review under the newly launched CNPV program, aligning with urgent U.S. health needs such as suicidal depression and PTSD. NRx has already submitted the CMC portion of its application and aims for potential accelerated review of its full NDA by late 2025. If granted, the voucher could cut review times to 1 to 2 months. Concurrently, NRx is advancing a citizen petition to withdraw preservative-containing ketamine products and has filed a patent for its preservative-free manufacturing process, targeting a ketamine market projected to reach up to $5 billion annually by 2033. Breakthrough study demonstrates viability of ambient temperature transport for human oocytes, unlocking new research opportunities. A breakthrough study conducted at the World Egg and Sperm Bank in Phoenix, AZ, demonstrated the viability of ambient temperature transport for human oocytes. Over 95% of the 432 oocytes shipped overnight remained viable, showcasing the robustness of the transport protocol. The study highlighted the potential of using discard oocytes for research, offering a valuable resource for studying oocyte biology and developing parthenogenetic stem cells. Lead author Dr. Maria G. Gervasi emphasized the transformative impact of this work on human oocyte biology and stem cell research. Future research will focus on optimizing the transport medium and exploring the mechanisms behind zinc's effects on oocyte behavior.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.